This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Yeah, the gap theory is an idea that between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2, there was a gap. So verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2 is after the gap. And the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. So they say between there was a gap, and that everything was fine, and then the angelic realm happened, and the fall happened, and God had to do stuff again, and kind of move again, kind of recreate, kind of. There's a gap. So that's the issue. And I don't hold to it at all.
Number 5.
I wanted to ask about the difference between imputation and impartation, especially regarding Jesus bearing our sin. Can sin be imputed to Jesus without contaminating him through impartation?
Yes, because to impute is a legal transfer, and impart is a substance transfer. Those are basically the differences. So to impart something to somebody, it has a similar meaning to impute, but impute is strictly a legal thing. And so to impart is a kind of a transference of more than just legality or something other than legality, but a kind of presence or essence or something like that to impart this to him. Or, you know, gave him the ability to see, you know, imparted him. But to impute is a legal transfer. And so our sins were imputed to Christ.
Number 4.
When Jesus went to the cross, what is the atonement and what does it accomplish?
The atonement is that act that brings two or more parties who are separated for whatever reason into a proper relationship. And the atonement can be carried out in different ways. If my wife and I have had an argument, we can make atonement, so to speak, by confessing, hey, I blew it here, I shouldn't have said that. We make amends usually through an act. Could be a confession here, stuff like that. But with God, the act of atonement is through the work of Christ. And there's theological reasons why that has to be the case. But that's basically what it is.
Number 3.
My father died 3 years ago, and now I've lost both parents. And I know that I will see her again. I know my mother's a Christian, but how do I get through life here until I see her again? Because it's all I can do to get one foot in front of the other day in and day out.
Well, that's the answer, is you put one foot in front of the other and you walk and you go, and one hour at a time. When I lost my mom, I remember, you know, the pain and the suffering and funeral and all of that. But people are different. And my hope is so strong in Christ that through the pain and suffering, I felt that comfort of God's presence. And I find comfort in the comfort. Now, that may sound a little odd.
Sure.
But when you're comforted, you realize God's there. And that further comforts me. I'm able to take my eyes off the pain and suffering and put them on him while I'm in the pain and suffering. And that's just something we have to do as Christians.
Number 2.
I've heard people tell me that his actual name is Yeshua. I'm just trying to understand and make sure that when I'm praying, I'm saying the right name and addressing him correctly.
Greek words have number values assigned to them for lexicons or dictionaries. Jesus in Greek is spelled Iota, Eta, Sigma, Omicron, Upsilon, Sigma. Jesus. This is how we would pronounce it in modern pronunciation of the Greek letters. The Greek don't have a J sound, but we say Jesus. You don't find anything in the New Testament that says, call Jesus Yeshua. It does not occur. Now, when we go, I think it's Matthew 1:21. So the conception of and the birth of Jesus. Now the birth, this is verse 18. The birth of Jesus Christ was as follows: when his mother had been betrothed, and Joseph her husband, etc. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, to Joseph, in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Jesus. That's how we pronounce it in English.
God hates sin, but he loves the sinner.
You don't find that in the scripture.
I need help with that. I cannot.
So Psalm 5, the boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all who do iniquity. Here's Psalm 11:5. The Lord tests the righteous and the wicked, and the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Now let's go to Romans 9. Let me start at verse 9. For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but there was Rebekah also, when she had conceived twins by one man, her father Isaac. For though the twins were not yet born, and had not done anything good or bad, so that God's purpose, according to his choice, would stand, not because of works, but because of him who calls, it was said to her, the older will serve the younger, just as it is written, Jacob I loved, and Esau I hated. So does God hate the sinner? Yes.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Always trust a guy named Matt Smith on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.